Kelim per Chofei Mishnah Dalud. We continue our discussion of two kelim or two clay kibul that are put together. Does one have a din klapi the other of kli v'achayrov, legabi the hakora, the hacker, of gzeres mashkin? Haroiva v'chatzi haroiva. You have one kli that has picture a little box with a little measuring area, and one is a roiva and one is a chatzi roiva, which is a sheer roiva hakav, and it's just they didn't have a bunch of measuring cups that one goes into the other. They had one box where they had different compartments. So nitma haroiva, we're talking over here with maga mashkim tmeim to be mitame the kli, lo nitma chatzi haroiva. Nitma chatzi haroiva, lo nitma haroiva. Akitzur, one is not metame the other. Each one is considered a choyrov, legabi the one that became nitma. Mishnah says, Omru lefnei Rebbe Kiva. Omru means that Tamidim would dan lefnei Rebbe Kiva, and they tain it as oi. Hoi ova chatzi haroiva, acharayim leroiva. Since the chatzi roiva biyachas to the roiva is like a din of acharayim to the pnim, to the toich of the kli. Meaning, they held that the roiva and the chatzi roiva have a yachas of toichin and achorayim. Why? Because the roiva is the ikka, the chatzi roiva is the tofel, by definition. So, memela, if we look at them, that each one is not metame the other, that means that toichoi is not metame achorayim, which is not true. Toichoi avadev, the mashkin. Tommy is maga is in the toich. It's metame the acharayim. It's only on the acharayim that's not metame the toich, but not the other way. It's a very stark taina. Amalehen shokat koidmin he. This taina was brought up before. Kanira that there were groups of tamidim that would come. This is the way the Rav brings the girsa me raboisa. The first girsa that he brings, which we don't have in the Mishnah, is not Shel Kat Koidmin. This question was asked by the Kat Koidemes. But Shalvas Koidmin he. Shalva means Miloshin Shalvo, Miloshin Halvo, the way he teaches. Kol Echad Mehem Lovso Hakadima Mechaverto. Kaloima, the Rav says. Neither one supersedes the other one. Neither one is the Toich of the other one. And the same way, Chatzi Roiva Zacharayim LeRoiva, Roiva Zacharayim LeChatzi Roiva. That means we don't look at it as a Toich and Acharayim. We look at both of them as separate entities, each one Zacharayim LeGabi, the other one. This is what he fears, Ois. Oy Shema HaRoiva Acharayim LeChatzi Roiva, the Roiva Zacharayim LeChatzi Roiva, Klish Nitma Acharayim LeNitma Toichoi. Acharayim and Toich is a different relationship than the roiva to the chatzi roiva, the chatzi roiva to the roiva, but the halacha is the same. Both of them, each one doesn't have halacha to be mitame the other one. Mishnah is a continuation. Nitma haroiva, like we just discussed, is the niche in the kli that's made out of wood that has the measurement of a roiva and one has the chatzi roiva. Nitma haroiva, haroiva v'achoyruv tmeim, chatzi haroiva v'achoyruv tohoyru. The roiva inside, the toich is always metame the acharayim, but the chatzi haroiva ve'achayrov are considered completely acharayim in so far as the roiva and the chatzi roiva are concerned. That means, memela, even if the toich of one was nitma, but biyachas to the other one, it's considered like an acharayim. So therefore, it's not metame the other one. Nitmu achayre haroiva, the Mishnah continues. If the Acheri HaRoiva is Nitma, so the Acheri Chatzi HaRoiva Tohirin. Divrei Meir, what does the Mishnah mean to say over here? It seems that there would be a Machom Lodin, and this is where the Machlokes is going to be, that you could look at the Toich of the Roiva and the Chatzi Roiva as two different things, and each one has a relationship of Acheraim with the Toich of the other one. That makes sense. Why? Because they're two different compartments. Masha'enkin, if it touches the outside wall, haloidach, is one wall that goes around. So what shaykh to be mechalik that into two? So Remeir says, no, achayri haroiva is considered a separate zach than the achayri chatzi haroiva, even though it's one piece of wood that goes around. And that chachom achayri, chachom ba'imim ein chalken as a gabayin. You can't split. Gabayin over here means, I don't know why the Mishnah emphasizes it with a different word, it means the achayrayim. That wool you can't split. So mele, if it touches the back wall, the outside of the kli is one thing. Hey, in the side of the chatzir roiva, and in the side of the roiva, therefore it's all tame. Even with the gzeres mashkin. We'll add, by the way, before we read the next line, is that you have to go back to Perek Bey's Mishnah Zayin. There was already a discussion about this. And you have the same sort shaila, legabi, the in-between wall. That means what happens if the doifin and tzoy is between the roiv and the chatzir roiv? If you say, by the way, which is machlek sushayim in the previous Mishnah Dal, you look at the Rash, the roiv, the tzoy brings the rishayim, whether they're side by side, the two compartments of roiv and chatzir roiv, or they're top to bottom, and they're not really connected to each other. If they're next to each other, they share an in-between wall. Like every two people that live next door to each other, there's a wall. And that's why you can hear your next-door neighbors, because you hear them through a thin wall. So over here, the intervening wall between the two compartments, if the mashka hatmeh touches that wall is one wall. So you can say the same svara, that's impossible to be mechalik that wall. The maisa, like we just said in Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds, that the mechtzis ha-doifin ha-smucha l'chelik ha-tomei t'meyo, and the mechtzis ha-chelik ha-sheni is not tomei. Now the Mishnah says something which is a very big yisoid in Seder Tyrus. Kishu matbil, if one chelik became tomei, and you want to be tovel it, to be matirit, you can't be tovel the part of the kli that's tomei. Even only half is tomei, matbil is kuloi. It's a din which has no expression on a deraisa level, because deraisa, a kli that becomes tamei completely. But since we have over here psamodna sort hekeri derabonon, where chatzi the kli became tamei, one would think so. Be tevil that half the kli, not so. The meisa tefila is mechayiv a tefila in ganzen, a tefila shleima. Now the meisa says, we have one steerer to this, and this is the pshat. We left this out in Mishnah Gimel, and we said we're going to get back to it. Is the last few words of the Achrov Reb Shimon between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda legabe midas yayin v'shemen and the other cases that are discussed over there? Yesh la macharayim v'teichos machalek su Meir Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says yesh lem nit macharayim mashu v'teichin tor v'tzorich lahatbil. V'tzorich lahatbil means clearly the taitch is you have to be toivel the whole thing. Now what does that mean? Clearly what the Mishnah is saying is in this type of case the Achrov Reb Shimon is that these two are nesiachas to each other as one thing. Mimele, you have to be tovel the whole thing, even though only half of it became tomei. And that's why he says, nit ma'achareem ma'asha b'teichen tohor. But even though we divided legabi the magatoma, legabi the tefillah, like we just said, the whole thing is one kli, and mimele, he has to be tovel the whole thing. It sounds like only in that case. What about a regular case where you have a teichen, and a achirayim, and the magas mashkin tome, where we're goizim in the rabbonon, touches only the achirayim. So the Mefarshim explained that what's meduik in Mishnah Gimel is that in that case, any tzorch latpul skuloi. And this is a theory to what we just said, that legabi tvilo, a maise tvilo has to be makav the whole kli. Even if the maga and the transmission of the tome is only on a chelik of the kli, it's meduyik that the achirayim themselves, if the mashkin touched over there, you don't have to be tovel the pinim of the kli. So here in the Mefarshim, the Chaznish and others, what they explain is a vort that where the tuma touched the achirayim, similar to kli cheretz, be'etzim, like we say by kli cheretz, there is no maga tome in the achirayim. So mipnei hekeru by gzeres mashkin tmeo, over there, they're not goyzer. We're touching where the mashkin touches achirayim, so the pshat is the kli became tomei. No, the kli itself did not become tomei. It's like a kli cheres. They weren't goyzer tumah. They were goyzer that the achirayim became tomei. We look at the achirayim as a dova mekabel tumah. It's a mechudish digavort that the dova mekabel tumah is the achirayim levad, the wool of the achirayim, not the kli. So in that case, you only have to be toivel that. Masha'en came where we see it as part of the kli became tomei, so you can't be tovel a half a kli. Now that's mzach, we'll just say over a little bit, it's really mikvois tikareid, but it's kishmak yeshiv shereid. What's this din that when you tovel a kli, you have to be tovel the whole thing? Chay d'ashteto, that the general principle, except for this type of case of achirayim, where the kli din will come tomei, it's only the achayri ha-kli that has din a mashka magan tomei. But where the kli becomes tame, even where only part of the kli becomes tame, is a din in tvilas kelim. You have to be tayel. The same thing is really by a person. When you learn mikvois, you open up the Beis Yosef and Hilchas Tvilas and Mekuf Tzadik Ches. So the Rav and the Balei Nefesh and the Rashi and Teres Abayis, Rishonim are Masbir, that is a basic Gzeres HaKosuf, that an Isha has to be Tovel called Gufa Ke'echot. V'rochatz Kol B'sori B'mayim, U'bo HaShemesh V'tor, the B'yas Shimshoi Kuloi Ke'echot, Av B'yosei B'mayim Kuloi Ke'echot. That's the Tzur of Amayis of Tvila. Tvila's Kelim is the same thing. So, just said Tvila's Odom. Let's take a step further, like Abi Tvila's Kelim. In Mikvoyis Perigud Mishnehei, the Mishnah says, Tzorach Lahatpul's Yodis HaKelim. Why do you have to be Toivul the Yodis HaKelim? So the Mishnah's Tiris brings that the Chazon Yecheskel has a Kuntris Binyoni Yodis, and he says, Vaistois, that when a Kli becomes Tomei, the Yad HaKli becomes Tomei because it's part of the Kli. The concept that a Yad doesn't become Tomei with something is only by Eichlin, not by Kelim. The Yad of a Kli becomes Nitma Imoi. Lamaisa, Reb Chaim says not that way. Reb Chaim understands that the Gemara in Perekor Varetiv Shtols to the two. It sounds like Yodos Oichlin, Yodos Kelim is the same thing, and Yodos Kelim also betsim is not part of the Kli. So what's the din that you have to be Toivel Lem Biyachad? So Stipler says, in Simonim, he has Chelik Beis Simon Gimel, this word. It's not a din in what became Tomei. Only the Kli became Tomei, not the Yad. But there's a din in a Maisa Tvila. Maisa Tvila darf sich tonan de ganze Sach. That's the Heftz of a Maisa Tvila. Kol Besori Bamayim.